Hello? Now we're on. Okay. I know sometimes when I come in, I'll have a lot of distractions going on in my head, thinking about, you know, some of the struggles that I dealt with during the week, some that I have to deal with the next week. What am I going to make for dinner tonight? You know, like all of those things. So I really want us to just take a minute before we worship and all together to just hand those distractions over to the Lord. We don't want things preventing us from hearing what he's trying to speak to us today, from sensing his presence and fully accepting what he has to offer us today. So let's all just take a minute and hand those things over to God, lay them at the foot of the cross, at the altar, and just fix our eyes upon Jesus. Precious Heavenly Father, we just lay our lives down before you this morning. You are more than enough for us, Jesus. You are more important than all of these little distractions that try to keep our attention from being fully fixed upon you. Our desire is to know you and to experience you, Lord. So we ask you to take these distractions from us. Remove them from our minds as we seek your presence this morning. And allow us to be fully transformed by you as we experience your presence. Pray this all in your name, Jesus. Amen. All right, so the past couple of weeks, we've done things a little bit differently, with no instruments and no microphones even. And so I just want to re-emphasize why it is that we're doing this and also remind you that this is not forever. This is not a permanent change that we're doing. This is most likely the last week that we'll be doing this unless the Lord speaks otherwise to me over this next week. We should be returning to quote-unquote normal next week, although there is not necessarily a normal way of worshiping God. There's no formula. There's different ways that we can do that. And part of the reason that we're doing it differently is to get back to the heart of worship and why we're doing this. We don't come here on Sunday mornings to hear pretty music. You can do that anywhere, you know, and it used to be that you had to travel, you know, go to a concert or something to hear that. But even nowadays, you can just pick up your phone, go on the computer, you can hear pretty music anytime, anywhere. And that's not why we come here. We come here to experience the Lord's presence, to meet him and be transformed by him. And if we are truly worshiping and experiencing the God of the universe, there will be evidence of that within this place. And we won't just be standing here and letting other people worship, but we will truly be worshiping him as one spirit, as one body. And that's why we gather here. When you're at home or out and about, you don't need a band up here worshiping for you, but you can just lift up your voices in praise to him. And as we gather together as a family, that's all we need to be worshiping him. So we don't need the microphones and the instruments. Those are tools that we use to be worshiping him, just as we can do that, you know, through our hands by giving to people. Those are tools, but we can also just worship him through our voices. And so we truly want to be fixing our eyes upon Jesus and just removing those distractions that can so easily take over. even though they may be good things, it's not good when we put them before Jesus. And so that's why we're taking a couple weeks, but we will bring the instruments back and the sound back after first and foremost fixing our eyes upon Jesus.
My comfort, my shelter.
His name is a powerful name, a wonderful name, a beautiful name. Death could not hold him. These words that we are singing are not just words to casually brush through, but we are proclaiming that our God and our Savior, the King of the universe, the Creator of everything, laid down his life for every single one of us, that we may have eternal life, that we may have a relationship with him that we are fully undeserving of. So as we go into this next song, really focus on what we are saying. And I love this song because the longer that you've been a believer, it can become really easy to hear the gospel story and just be like, yeah, I know that. But to humble ourselves and realize that our King laid down his life, that he humbled himself when we were yet sinners and his enemies. That kind of a love, that we're forgiven because he was forsaken, that we are accepted by him because he was condemned. So let's lift up this song, really focusing on the heart behind it.
I'm forgiven because you are forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. Now I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? Cross before.